Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And in studio with me right now, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. We've had him on before. I'm sure you know his voice. But he's here now to talk about what looks like a pretty neat event. My family and I are already talking about going to it. A service of sacred music for the time of Christmas this weekend at two times, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's good to be here.
So we're going to talk about what sets this apart. I mean, there's a lot of good at Christmas that's busy, and this is kind of hoping to be some good that's, well, maybe less busy.
Right. It's the what we're trying to do in these services is to invite people to come away from the noise of the world and the distractions that are out there, even the ones that are in their personal lives, too, to come away, to hear once again the good proclamation of the angel, fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for to you is born this day, to you is born this day, a Savior, Christ the Lord. And I was listening to your opening, the reading from Psalm 56, and what David talks about in that psalm is what we experience in our own lives. And then you played the setting of Peace Be With You.
Yeah.
And that's how we want people to leave our services, with the peace, not the peace that the world can give, because it can't, but the peace of Christ, the Savior, the child of Bethlehem.
It seems to me, just in my own personal experience, and I've been in a lot of churches, done a lot of different things, but that the thing that the church can give that the world can't is just that quiet moment of reprieve, that escape from the fear, really. The terrors of this life. And it's not that Christmas brings terror, but, you know, it's a lot of worry. I got to get all these presents done. I got all this. And the church has this gift to know that there's a Lord above it all. And that's really what this is about, is his coming to save us from, well, from ourselves.
Well, and some of the terrors are just all of the things that have kind of encased themselves around, the expectations and so forth of having this ready, that ready, and pushing other things aside and all of that hectic pace.
Well, and I don't want to call those things sin because they're not in the sense, but from the beginning, sin, the issue of our fallen state is self-made. And we continue to kind of pile it on ourselves. So you want to look at some of the text and listen to a little bit of music right now.
Yes. well, first of all, I want to mention that it is a service.
Yes.
And it uses the liturgy of evening prayer. But inside of it is a lessons and carols format, which I think a lot of people are probably familiar
sure.
with.
Yeah.
Scripture readings alternating with hymns, carols, choral music, and the like. So that's a very comfortable arrangement and liturgy to follow. I think we want to move to something else there. That would be good, yes.
We're picking music as we go.
We're picking music as we go.
Well, while that's getting set up, you know, I do notice you got the school choir involved, too. So there's going to be kids involved in this, handbells. Mm-hmm. There was a picture I saw with some candles. Are there candles involved?
Yes.
Yeah? That's always, it's such a silly subjective thing, but for me, candles make every service better. So it's a...
Right. And also, for those who arrive early, which I would encourage, there is pre-service music beginning 20 minutes before the hour.
Oh, excellent. Now arriving early because it may be tough to find a spot to sit. Is that part of the issue sometimes?
That's part of it. And the other is the fact that we are just across from West County Mall.
Oh.
And so there could be traffic of different nature
there,
too.
Speaking of the busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so what do we got lined up here?
This is a piece entitled, As Lately We Watched. It's a setting by Richard Hillert, set to the, it's in a 19th century Austrian carol.
As lately we watched,
That is absolutely gorgeous. The strings behind that just about made me tear up there. The text is very nice too. Very, mm-hmm. very Christmas kind of oriented thing, is telling the story. We got the shepherds. We got the angels. We got Mary. It goes on in the next verse. You're going to talk about the manger. Yeah.
It even uses a word that you used this morning, which is not so common. Liege.
Liege. Right. Right. Yeah. Which is, I'm a big fantasy buff. So I love these ideas of kingdoms and reigns and all that stuff. And to have a liege lord is something that, well, we don't think about that in America much today. Right. But that, that he is the one who we are subjected to.
The congregation is also going to be involved in singing hymns. Some might be less familiar, but there will be also familiar carols like Angels We Have Heard on High,
right.
Away in a Manger, Joy to the World, and of course Silent Night with Candlelight.
Which is, wouldn't be a Lutheran Christmas service without that.
Right. But this next piece is a setting of What Child Is This? At least part of the text. Set to a different melody, but I think quite engaging.
Okay. It is nice. Green Sleeves, kind of the common tune used in many other settings. It's not necessarily a sacred piece, but so pulling it out of that to let you look at the text again, I was drawn to the second verse again, that the for sinners here the silent word is pleading. You think this baby, this child, he can't say a thing, but like a lamb led to the slaughter, he's silent before his shearers, and setting up the coming, right? That this is all about, well, eventually Lent and the cross and all that, but yet a moment of reprieve as Christ enters.
That's right. One of the things that we're going to feature also, which is the beginning of our closing part of the service, we call it the caroling.
Huh.
And this year we're going to begin that with what is called the Quempus celebration.
The Quempus? That's not related to Krampus, I hope.
It is not. In fact, it comes from the opening Latin words, quem pastoris laudavere. And the Quempus carol is one in which the school choir will be in four different groups, and they will be at four corners of the church in the nave, and they will sing short hymn stanza and then move around to new positions. The idea being that the message is coming to the church, of the celebration of Christ's birth is coming to the four corners of the world.
Right, yeah.
Then while they're moving, the adult choir sings some other stanzas of the hymn, and then the congregation joins in a refrain. We'll give you just a little taste of that now.
Angels came to
I'm glad that you let that go there, because now I have a leg up when I go to the service. Yeah, I'll be able to know the chorus ahead of time.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if this is how you're planning to pull that off, that opening there, but that it reminded me of King's College, boys choir at the beginning of their service with that just that lone voice piercing, and then everything kind of building from there. So anything else you want to say about that particular text?
Not for that one. And then it'll flow into some other familiar carols and finish, again, as I said, with the Silent Night. I wanted to call attention to another text. It's we do not have music for this, but it's a text by Otto Paul Kretzmann, probably better known to many people as O.P. Kretzmann, who was a Lutheran pastor, a professor, an author, and for a long period of time was president of Valparaiso University. But he was also a gifted writer and very engaging, both in terms of prose and poetry. And we're singing a text entitled, O Holy Child, Broken Heart. And let me read just a little bit of that text. O Holy Child, Broken Heart, O life shed forth for our demand, how passing wonderful thou art, how passing wonderful thou art. And then it moves into text that talking about at his feet we are adoring him and so forth like that. This text has been set by John Vicar, and we're going to be featuring that then this weekend. And John writes a beautiful internal lullaby melody, which goes with this adoring part. Very, very engaging centerpiece to the outer parts of the text itself. Unfortunately, we can't hear it here because we don't have the recording.
Because it's your original piece.
But if you come on Saturday or Sunday, then we have an opportunity to. So we're looking forward to presenting that particular piece, too. John is a member of St. Paul's de Pere, and so we're looking forward to showing that to the people.
Well, and for those who don't know, Dr. Vicar he works here at the International Center in the office of the president, and they got him, I think, a lot of the time behind a computer punching away at dots and crossing T's and making the I's all stand the way they're supposed to. So it's good to know that this well-trained professional musician is not totally going to pot up there, but still working in the musical field. We got one more here.
One more. This is going to actually be our closing piece. I'm sorry to spoil it for everybody, but the choirs will close with these with a stanza or two of O Jesus So Sweet.
Yeah, Bach. It looks like that set that people are allowed to kind of go from there quietly back onto their way, right? Back into the busy pace of the world, but hopefully with just a moment's reprieve and a moment of focus. That this child has come for sinners down from heaven to earth, not in wrath, but as a savior. So let's talk again about real quick what the times and place is. Why don't you go ahead and give the address as well for the church in case people don't know.
All right. St. Paul's Lutheran Church is located in De Pere at 12345 Manchester Road, and it's across from West County Shopping Center, which is we talked about a little earlier.
Yep.
So not sure what the gridlock will be there at that intersection, but so come a little bit earlier. Saturday December 10th, 5 p.m., with pre-service music starting at 4:40. And then on Sunday at 4 p.m., Sunday the 11th, with pre-service music starting at 3:40.
And again, the service of sacred music for the time of Christmas, featuring evening prayer, readings from Scripture, choir, handbells, orchestra, and candlelight caroling by the congregation. A blessed time to be had by all. And my guest, Dr. Mark Bender of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And I, myself, am definitely looking forward to this. I know my family is listening right now, and they're probably all giddy, too, excited to go. So we're going to end today with one more piece from the service and just let you kind of listen.
Right. And a blessed St. Nicholas Day to you.
Oh, amen. Likewise.